President Bush gives a speech today to the Knights of Columbus in Dallas. It's a conservative Catholic group. It has 1.6 million members, and the president's visit is part of the Bush campaign's aggressive effort to win Catholic voters. These voters make up one quarter of the electorate, and they may prove critical in battleground states. Joining us next is Tom Roberts. He is editor of the National Catholic Reporter. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How influential are the Knights of Columbus when it comes to Catholic voters?
I think it depends on what part of the country you're in and how active a particular group is in a given parish. But they are, as a group, very influential in the church in some senses. They raise a lot of money. They do a lot of good work. And they are, in terms of their own demographics, I think very well aligned with the Republicans and the Bush administration in terms of especially that big social issue called abortion. They've put that at the top of their list of activism for a number of years now and have been on record as just very, very strongly anti-abortion. So it would line up well in terms of seeking Catholic voters who are active Catholics and regular churchgoers and that sort of thing.
So the Knights of Columbus are aligned with the Bush administration. What about the Catholic hierarchy?
Well, I think the Knights and the Catholic hierarchy also would be in strong alignment on that issue of abortion, certainly. And they're also at the service of the hierarchy, or at the service of the Pope, and make themselves very available in those ways. The Bush administration has been very aggressively looking for those kinds of Catholics. We know that when he was in Rome in early June, President Bush met with some Vatican officials and asked them quite simply to get some members of the hierarchy, put pressure on members of the hierarchy to make them more aggressively push Catholics toward the point of view and toward activism on the social issues that are big in the...
He wanted them to talk about gay marriage and that sort of thing.
Gay marriage and anti-abortion and that sort of thing. The other thing we've recently reported was that the Republican National Committee earlier this year, after the Right to Life March in Washington, asked Catholics who are active in the Bush campaign to get them parish directories and membership lists.
And just in a couple of seconds here, does the war in Iraq make things more complicated for Catholics because the Pope opposed it?
Well, I think for certain Catholics, yes, it does, because that issue would be high on the list of some Catholics. Others are more willing to subvert those issues, the social justice issues, under the issue of abortion. And for them, Bush is the candidate.
Okay. Mr. Roberts, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Tom Roberts. He's the editor of the National Catholic Reporter.